Okay, let's go. Yeah, because I want to do this because this is important. It's an important halacha to know if you ever have a plug. A guy got to ask me today that he thinks his wife has a mess. That's kavu al chaydish. Huh? I'm just saying. No, I'm in shock.
Yeah. Why? What does he mean? He thinks she hit three times.
Yeah. He was supposed to.
Same right now.
That's
computer
what he
was doing. Did you check out the new one?
Tell you when you have a kavu.
Ding! It like flashes. What do you get?
You get like a, you get the winning lotto ticket.
Sure, not. Did you check out the new program? That's what my wife's on. What's the new
program?
The new one.
Lottery numbers.
Festus? Okay, anyways, let's say a woman gets a period. Let's discuss this outside first, and then we're doing it. Okay, let's say a woman gets a period a Sunday day. Okay? Then she gets her next period Sunday night.
Can you just date? You me out.
What? No dates, because it's English dates. We're doing haflaga, so what's the difference? She gets a period Sunday here and Sunday here, so what's her haflaga?
Sunday is 8 days and half.
7 days and half a day. 7 and a half days.
No, but we don't go with half. So it's 8 days, right? This counts as one and this counts as one. Right? So it's an 8 day haflaga.
Should I call that hair back?
This first one was, first period was during the day. And this one was a day. Another haflaga of 8 during the day.
Wow.
And a fourth haflaga of 8 during the day.
The worst one to marry.
You got to get divorced in this case, because that's a different story, right? Because you can't be with your wife.
Because you're so close together, you mean?
What? They get, let's say.
You're so close together.
Yeah, she's never clear. Okay, right?
That's just, you'd make me pregnant with divorce because of
Vestas. Not Vestas, she's
neither. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyways, right, so she has 4 consecutive periods of 8 days, all during the day. Right? Now the chumra that he's saying here is that the first period makes no difference if she saw a day or she saw in the night. The chumra. Is the best kavua. Slow down, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say the first period here was during the day. Okay. 8 days later at night, she got a period. So really, it's Saturday night that she got a period. Right. Then night and then night. So again, day, night, 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 she has a vestal, a flow. Huh? Got that? That's the whole thing that they're saying.
And if any of the
other three switch, and then there's no kavua. No kavua.
Why would anyone say this one also has to be during at night?
Well, it would make sense. We should have. If it's a chaydesh, it all has to be the same. They don't have this.
No, but here's days.
Don't confuse it with the Chaydesh. Chaydesh, all three have to be in the same, right? Here, the first one doesn't. What's the pshat?
It's a separation. You have to start somewhere.
Because the three separations, this one is not a separation. This is nothing. This is what you, this is your starting point. Mm-hmm. Right? This separation, 8 days, 8 days, 8 days. Now those are the Ikar Vestas. So these three have to be on the same one. This one does not. Got it? Okay, so let's read that inside. Page Chavo. It'll be the second part. I'm sorry. You're big. The first part is not what we said, but we'll get to it. Nevelu Apazkin. There's a machlokes v'chazon. Him v'chashrim is vest haflogel if he misbar ha'yomim shebein re'l'ria, according to the days, or if he misbar ha'aynes shebein re'l'ria, or according to the aynes. Meaning in our case, the man that holds aynes would be, to here would be 16 aynes. Right? 16.
What's the difference? If you hold
aynes. Oh, so there is a difference. Because what happens if this one was at night? Or day?
That's a big kula, so to speak, if you're wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, it could be a chumra or a kula, depending on how you convey the vest. Right? Well, Ladina, my name is Misbara Yamim Shabain Real Ria Valayas Misbara Aynas. And Ladina, we count, as we all know, for the days. What's the right of that? That's the halacha, because Mustafa nobody heard of the sheet of the Aynas. Not right by anybody. What if you guys are more educated than 90% of the world? So it's not right by you. Then who is it right by? Yeah.
The
world's sake. The lochem imrata ria achas biyoyim. She sees a ria during the day. Ula achav chafches yoyim. Rasa Belayla, and then after 28 days she sees at night. She needs to be chashir after 28 days for Laila. Tim Shuv Tira Oich Teyat Vagish Chav Ches Yom Belayla. Kavala Vet Laf Lagas Chav Ches Belayla. Even though the first period was only day, not only day, but it was during the day. The next three were at night. Right? If you were to keep Inus, then there wouldn't be a Hafloga. Because the Inus were not equal.
So why does it matter?
Following that? If you're keeping Inus, the first Hafloga here is one Ina off than the other three, so it can't be a Kavur.
So if you hold Yamim, why does it matter that they're all the same on it?
But that's what a period has to be, all in the same order.
You have to be clear that.
If you hold yamim, it shouldn't.
Why not? It needs to be yamim means either all days or all nights. Mm-hmm. Huh? Again, if you hold einus, you can't say this din that the first one can be different than the next three. Mm-hmm. Right? So it says Avav Yishari Yosav Rishonim Mikvias Vesel Aflagel Loi Haizav Haizav I know. Is even though the first Riyah was not in that Aina as the other three, Shari Riyasa Harishana Tibiyaim, Shari Tibiyaim, because the first one was during the day and the other three were at night. Right? So you still convey that. Now, here we go with the longest. We know that there's such a thing as Aina Venus. Aina Venus is essentially a flog of 30 days. Right? Einaben is a chashash that the 30th day from her period she'll get a period, right? The placey, we discussed the placey, the chumra of the placey.
Just the whole Einaben, right?
That you have to keep. Einaben is 24 hours. Right? Not like the Arza rule, which is always the 12 hours before the placey. Yeah, the Einaben is the Jewish day. Meaning if she gets a period at night, she has to separate that night and the next day. Right, if she got a period during the day, then it's the day and the previous night. And all the Mefarshim can't figure out why the placey is machron on the Ayin HaBeinonis any more than the other. Why is the Ayin HaBeinonis the only one that he has to separate a whole day? Right? So the Baal HaShulchan says that the Pshad is because if you hold the halachos like the case we just said, right, meaning that the first Riyah that's going to create this kavod by haflaga does not have to be equal with the others. That means that let's say she got a period here, right? And what's an Ayna Bein is supposed to be? That she thinks she's going to start creating a kavod of 30 and 30 and 30, right? So maybe could it be that if she sees during the day she'll get a period, and it could be also that she sees at night she'll get a period. Meaning it's equal.
Either way,
right? Meaning if she sees day, she'll have a plug. If she sees day, night. So when she sees here, and assuming again this is 30 days later, not 8 days later, right? She sees, what is she going to be chashir for here?
30 days further, both. Either way.
She could either, if she sees during the day, she could still be on her way to creating the best of plug. And if she sees 30 days at night, she's on her way to create an aflaga. So therefore, as the Shulchan says, there must be that you have to hold it aflaga. Follow that? It's okay if you don't follow. It's a little, this my father, the Chon Aruch, used to use, as any time when anybody complained to him, the brother Shulchan was machmer, he would use this example and shlug them up and show them how. You see the brother Shulchan was machmer, but get out of this riot, because everybody holds it this din, that the first Riyah does not have to be in the same Ayin as the subsequent three Riyahs for our flog, right? But a lot of people don't hold it a place.
We do that.
That's why we hold, because of this whole Torah.
So we don't hold the place on the Chavetz
Chas. Me and Jayashiv are fans of the place because
we're
of this.
We're not on the Chavetz Chas, right? Only on...
My father was even on the Chavetz Chas. I'm not.
Now, what about the
Orzuru
on the place?
What?
What about the Orzuru on the place?
Oh, so, no, you don't have to hold it on top of the plate.
But do people, yes, that would hold the Ozuru on top of the plate?
I don't think so. You follow all that? I'm just a little quiet in here, which usually is a sign of...
What happens if the Oina Bainis fell out? Let's say the Oina was that night. Let's say the Oina Bainis, the Oina itself was that night. Because of the place, he holds is the whole, it's both night and day, right?
Right.
Let's say the Oina itself was at night. The mm-hmm. place you would hold there for a day. Did you hold the or the Ruah before...
That's what I'm saying.
You don't hold Bainis? Even if you hold
it, if
place,
it was a night period, then the Arzuru was the day period before. Yeah, that you would hold it.
Okay,
but if it was a day period, you can hold the place you didn't have before, and the Arzuru on top of the place, you saw a 36-hour vest. That you don't, even though it's 5 o'clock.
No, there's a part
of the day that actually
have,
let's say it's the night one, and you can't close the place, you're holding the day also. Is the day any less chumrah than the night?
Yeah, you can do that night too.
You can do
it
at night
too. There's no achakas on that. I would say that Sibir Benishik would be
muted
during the day. Mm-hmm. Even those that say
Parallel Brahma.
On the place? If you hold the Ruah as muted, so I would say Kosher can on the place, even though the five was more machan on the place than he is on the Ruah. Right?
So if you make it, you can tell by Lebron also.
Well, nobody's really clear what the place is Hashash is for.
He doesn't explain?
That's what we don't have.
He doesn't explain it, no. It's like a one line thing, if I remember correctly. That's what the Baal Shulchan is looking to be Masber, what the Pshat in the place is. All right, let's go back to it. Yeah, Hayyala Yudgim, Hayyala Vet Kavu Laflagas Chokheyon. So look at she has a Vet Kavu for 25 days, right? Every 25th day, she sees. The Shins of Iran, so Baflagas Lamed Beit Yon, and now she switches. And she has a flag of 32 days. Kimon Shadayin Lein Nekar HaVet Kavua. So since the Vet Kavu wasn't yet uprooted, she goes to Yichal Lachash Lashleya Flagas. Right? Da'ayinu Laflagah HaKavua Shok Chokheyon. And you count it from the last seeing, the last period. This is why it is very bad thing to get a vest kavua b'zman hazeh. Because it doesn't stick. And when it doesn't stick, so again, let's say she saw for a year, chaf heyon. And then 1 month, she switched to lamed beis.
Yeah,
then the next month, she's got to count 25 days from the last period and 32 days.
Okay, but 3 months later it should be gone. Unless she ever hits Chafe again. But I'm saying chances are...
Okay, but it sticks. You have to start keeping a lot of extra days. Huh?
And if it ever hits
Chafe again, good.
Then you're back, right back to square yeah. one. Yeah.
No. You don't have to be the best one, obviously.
Now, what happens if it's the opposite?
Oh.
Sorry, well, the opposite.
Done.
She had a kavua 32 and then 25.
No, if you get the kavua,
it's a little unfair because we didn't do the other.
No.
The other.
If you're kavua second best,
yeah.
If she's kavua of chafei, a full of chafei, then she's kavua of lamed beis. Chafei's gone now.
Yeah, if she's kavua of the lamed beis, then chafei's gone.
And now, if she ever gets on chafei again,
doesn't
bring it back.
No, one kavua. Once the kavua is replaced by another kavua, then the original, the first kavua is gone.
She doesn't have any kavua.
Two kavuas at once.
You can have two kavuas at once, but not a flogger. A flogger, you couldn't have. How can you have two a flogger? You can have two chayvishes. No, but what happens the opposite? Let's say she had lamed beis and now she has chafei.
No, what are you going to do? Well, if she gets
she had lamed beis for a year, then she started seeing chafei. Yeah. The chafei knocked out the lamed beis or not?
No.
Oh, very good. Very good. But what about on a vest kavua? That all my focus on a Vashena Kavua.
Why should it matter?
That's Kavua.
Why should it matter?
Because basically the way you uproot a vest is by passing the day and not seeing, then that's uprooted. You've never proven that the woman can go 32 days without getting a period.
Well, except, she
has
a period.
No, the first time she doesn't get it. Well, again, we're talking about she had for a year Lamed Beis.
Yeah.
Then she had, then for a year Chafei.
Okay.
Then one month she didn't see it on Chafei. So she now has to be chayshish for lamed beis.
From back from a year ago, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was the other way around,
the way you uproot a vest is by passing the day.
It was,
which is what you did,
right?
Even by
Inukavu, you have 25, but that's what. But maybe the maybe this woman can't pass 32.
Maybe you just learned by Inukavu, you have 32.
We haven't done it. We haven't done this yet. But in Kavua, it's a cler. It's a cler by Kavua.
The point is that on the 32nd day, she's probably going to get a period. So obviously, so if it's the 25th, why can't that uproot? So if it's before,
I get a period again.
From the 27th and 37th.
No, but no, let's say she doesn't get another 25.
She
25. But the next, you know, the next road stop,
the next, one, the next guest, the 20
service station is 7 miles.
It goes to 32nd, right? Then 1 month it goes to the 25th. So the month after that, you have to do both, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if it, the month after that is the 25th again, then isn't that the what's full up route?
But it's not. I'm saying you missed the 25th.
It's not because
you missed the 25th.
Oh, well, even the face of Shaila is a big month like it's a puzzle.
It's different one way or the other.
It does, because if it passes it, then it's uprooted. If she had 25 for a year and then she went 32, so she's proven that 25 is not doing anything for her anymore. Right? But if she had 32 and she switched to 25, so maybe 25 doesn't get a period for her, maybe 32 will. Any 32 is like a backup.
But that's the 3 times.
Yeah, but if she keeps on seeing 25, 25,
she's never
past 32.
Maybe it won't reset.
I don't know how we passed it.
It comes up that if she's 25, 26, and 27, right? If 32 never came back, the time 32 came back, she's even.
Good, but we're talking about in the first month that she doesn't see what's going to be.
After 3 months,
you
said so.
No, you're talking about something else. You're talking about Shana Kavua. We're talking about Beth Kavua here. 32, she had a Kavua, and then she switched her Kavua immediately to 25. No, and a Hanami. That might be, that's what you had to be saying. It might be talking in this case too. Okay, but that's an interesting shot. Yeah, you're done. We're also about Flagas Chof.
What do we say? What do we answer?
Huh? Machlokes, it's in the footnote Yuches. I'm sorry, I want to read inside. Yeah.
How are we
know? I have no idea. You find me a lady that has two kavuas like that, and I'll tell you how we know.
I think we've never had that
job. No.
You know your phone's gonna ring now.
Yuches shochar avu adin lehepuch kegan shohayu lavesh kavuah laflogas lamed beis. She had a vest of kavuah for a flog of 32. Hekdimi v'ras of a flog of chofhei. It's yichalachus l'shnei aflogas. She needs to be chashish for both. Can't go through Shulchan Aruch Harav. B'suv Hashan, Deloik Meshmar Zechav Azdaf, who says that it would be uprooted, meaning a vest kavua kitzara, that's the lashon. A vest kavua kitzara is oikar, a vest kavua arucha. We'll get to that. It's very negaya by vest she'ena kavua. Namish negaya. Right? Now,
didn't we say
Yafimacha? What? Yeah. Rasa b'aflogas chof. If she sees a flog of 20, b'shuv kava vesta chodesh, lefnei she'avru chof yon. Oh, so you hear what went on here? She saw, let's say, aleph to chodesh. Aleph. Right? Then she saw a flog of chof. So she saw Aleph, Chof. Okay? And then she saw Aleph again. Okay. Chof. What? She had a 10-day rest. Yeah, she didn't even get to the mix. Right? Again, Aleph. What do you mean? She needs 12 days. Aleph. And you follow? Aleph. Chof, Aleph. Does she have a vest kavua now or not?
She has Aleph.
She has Aleph the Chodesh. Chodesh, you can create two vestas. If a woman, let's say, sees Aleph Tesvav, she could have multiple vestas Chodesh. Whenever the moon gets to that side, she gets a period, and that's twice a month. Right? She might have to get divorced, depending on how much time is in between, if she has any free time. Again, Aleph, Chod, and then Aleph. We needed a mathematician here.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah?
Could be anything to fill.
Yeah, so does she have to be chayshish for that? She created in middle of a vest. She created a vest kavua. Does she have to be chayshish for that chof?
Well,
The aleph is established. She had a hafloga of 20.
It's
really 21. And one of 10, but that's it. Because it was there before the kavua, before the chodesh, before the kavua was there. But let's say Ross of Aflogas Chol, the shuv kavu vet al chodesh.
Is it like a time frame where it's approved? I mean, if you were to say Aleph, 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 then all of a sudden she saw Chod Zayin or Chod Ches, then now you say it's close to night, but it's like far off.
10,
20, Aleph.
Okay. Right. But that already came, that aflogah came together with the fight. Maybe it's good. Let's see what it says. She sees an aflogah of 20. The shuv kava vest achaydish, and then she was kaveh vest achaydish, lifnei she'avru chaf yon. Like before chaf ever passed. She does not have to be a chayshish for that aflaga tzav, because she already has a kavu and it falls off. The kavu bounces before the tzav came up, before the aflaga tzav came along. The kavu bounces, right? But now the isha shekavu bet tachaydish by isha that had a kavu is bet tachaydish. Aim tzrich alachish bet tachaydish shadayin loy mikvah. Do you have to be such a that wasn't yet kavua? By Mara, that slips by the other. So she had, what about chaf l'chaydish? She had aleph, aleph, then she saw chaf, and she saw aleph. So she had to be such for the next month chaf.
Why would that be true? Why is the flood not in the game? Why is it any different?
Because haflaga, and you can't create a haflaga and a chaydish at the same time. Two chaydishes you could.
But one is created, and the other one is not. You have a kavua.
You have a kavua.